us be. He has done great things. See what a Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero! Chain, oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things. Hey. You've been through every storm, you'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things, and I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things, God, you do. Unshakable, and hallelujah, you have done great things. And hallelujah, God, above it all, and hallelujah, God, unshakable, and hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Chain, oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things. You have done great things. Oh God, you do great things.
for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus. I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus. I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like His power. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name.
Stand a chance when I stand, 'cause my fear. God, we rejoice in the fact that fear cannot stand in you when we see you clearly. Your power, your love, the gospel given to us through Christ, there's nothing for us to be afraid of this day or forever as we are under your care. Lord, we love you. What an incredible time that we get to care. We get to gather together as a church outside and see your glory in the skies. And to hear your word be preached and to sing your praises. Lord, be honored today as we gather together. We all said together in Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Good morning. It is really good to see you all. How many, this is your first time since March 15th? Absolutely. That's great, guys. Welcome back. There is something so sweet about brothers and sisters meeting together in unity, is there not? And God has this all under control, but how great it is that we have an opportunity, a place in Anki that we can all gather together. So I just want to say welcome. My name is Todd Wallace. I'm one of the pastors here. And if this is your first time, man, great job. You picked a great day to come out and join us. And the clouds are going to kind of come over here. It's going to be an awesome morning to worship Jesus. If you want more information, we'd love for you to text Keystone to 94000. That's 94000. And we're going to get more information to you about all that we're doing here. Because here's the thing. We want to help you know and follow Jesus. We're not just doing the church thing. We're doing Jesus. We're following him. And that's what we want you to do. So if this is your first time, go ahead and text that to there, and we'll get you some information. But you can also come around and just say hi to anybody here. We'll get you all connected. Couple things this morning. How many of you remember last time we did Fort Ankeny? Right? Yeah, plenty of you there. So we want to, as a church, be a blessing to this city. We're not just going to stay in our walls. What we want to do is we want to take the gospel and be a blessing to all of the people in this city. And so one of the things that we're going to do this day is we're going to be a blessing to the students and the kids in our schools. So we're going to collect these. We're going to have you guys pick up these bags. And within each of these bags is a list of school supplies that you're going to go out and put in here and bring back next weekend. Okay? You have 1 week to do this. These bags are going to be available at each of the black tables all the way around the outside right after this service. Okay? You're going to pick these up, fill these up for the next week, okay? Do not forget that. We'll send you some social media reminders so that you can get that done. Let's be a blessing to our school system. Let's be a blessing to the kids around us, all right? Got it? One more. Thank you. One more. Next weekend is a really important weekend for us. It is our first time that we're going to be welcoming back a section of our children with us. And that's going to be awesome to finally have families back with us. Age breakdown is 28 months through kids entering kindergarten. I think probably you know that by now if you've gotten some information probably on email from Aaron. But it's 28 months old through kids entering kindergarten. And guys, this is a really important, just a kind of a phase one to really figure out how do we do that well? How do we keep our kids safe? How do we create environments where they are excited to be and yet we help them to be safe in this whole time? And so in order to do that, we're going to switch our service times. Hey, we're going to switch our service times next week. And we're going to go back to the three service times that began just before we went on. So it's going to be 8 o'clock, 9:15, and 10:30. Say it with me. 8 o'clock, 9:15, and 10:30. Guys, that's going to start next week because we want to make two services, the first and the third, for kids, okay? We're trying to make two really good times for them because we want them to come and hear about Jesus, all right? Guys, it's really good to see you. It is a blessing to be here all together. And this morning, we're going to pause out of the book of James. And we're gonna seek the Lord in this time in history. We have so many unknowns, so many things that we don't particularly know how to think about. And we're going to rest in Psalm 46. Did I say it right, 46? That's right, 46. Psalm 46. And we're going to say, God, what do you have for us here today? So I'm going to pray to that end. Jesus, we recognize that you died and rose again for this group of people, your church. You've come for your church. You've come for your people. And now we get to gather together finally for the first time, and we just want to say thank you for making that possible. And so now, Lord, we are looking to your word because in your word we find hope. We are directed towards Christ. We're directed towards trusting you, the sovereign King of the universe. Lord, we take our concerns right now and we lay them before you. And we want very much for you to come and encourage us. We love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and teach us this morning. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning. So here's the thing. It might sound like it's loud out there, but up here with you all spread apart, let's make sure that we're all together. Right? Good morning. It is so good to see you. Here's what's crazy about this moment is that since the very beginning, early stages of Keystone, which was Cornerstone Church of Ankeny back in the day, this is the first time we've had a single service. And so it's incredible to look out and see you because honestly, over the last, I think, 19 weeks I counted, sometimes you go, is Keystone still exist? Because so many times it's been in virtual realities, and it is doing my soul so stinking good to see you and to worship with you and to be with you. And here's the other thing, is just like Todd said, some of you, this is the first time you've kind of ventured out since the pandemic has started, and this is a first day for you, and man, I just want to say welcome, it's good to be with you, and I'm really excited this morning to just spend some time together. What's interesting about us as a people is that as we think about church and Sunday morning, it's usually a well-worn path for most of you sitting out here to go to church on Sunday morning. It's a well-worn path. It's kind of a part of your rhythm, a part of your life. And essentially, I've been thinking about paths a lot lately because I'm actually have an opportunity to hunt on some new land that I've never hunted on this fall. And I've been looking at the land. And you know how I'm kind of getting the lay of the land and what animals are there? Is I stand up on this hill and kind of look at the well-worn paths that are there and then go look and see what animals are going down those well-worn paths. I have some well-worn paths in my life. If you were trying to hunt me, I'm very predictable. Here's what happens. About 5 or 5:30, somewhere around in there, the alarm goes off. I go straight to the coffee pot because why would anybody go anywhere else first thing in the morning? Someone say amen, right? That's the first time you've clapped all morning is for coffee. Wow. All right. I feel you. So I go straight to the coffee pot. Then I go straight to my Bible. Once I get done with my Bible, I have a path that goes directly to church and to work. Then I come, lunch is kind of hit or miss. I go home, then I go to the gym, and I come back, and I'm very productive in the evenings, except in those evenings that I fall prey to our enemy Netflix. So it's like I'm very, and then I go to bed. I go to bed pretty quickly in the evening. I have well-worn paths. And in my spiritual life, I have some pretty well-worn paths as well. I think of my life, as I look back over my life, there's some songs, there's some worship songs that are absolutely like magnets to my soul. That when I'm going through certain things, I kind of circle back to these songs and sing the song, the truth of these songs. And there's also some passages in the scripture that is a well-worn path for my soul. That when I'm in a season or a situation, I find myself flipping to certain pages. They're a lot more worn in my Bible. And this morning, we're going to go down that well-worn path together. And we're going to try to see what God would say to us in this season. So we're going to be in Psalm 46. Psalm 46. It's a well-worn path in my soul. I think of it back when I was in high school going through certain things. I basically memorized this thing. In college, when I was going on a mission trip, this was kind of the banner chapter. in a hard season of ministry, and then also in a project that I'll talk about a little later. This is a psalm that has been so good to my life. So we're going to read it. It's in three sections. And you look at the if you look at Psalms, it says Selah at the end of it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And I'm going to try to preach fast so those clouds don't catch me. Do you think I can do it? All right. Let's go. Psalm 46, 1. This is what it says. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of troubles. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and though the mountains topple into the depths of the seas, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with its turmoil. Selah. This first verse, it gives an incredible description of who God is to us. Here's what it says, that he is our refuge. He is a safe place for us to go and run. In a season when we're not sure what's going on, we can be safe in the refuge of God. I think of a refuge, and the only way I know how to defend it is there's wildlife refuges. And if the animals are in a wildlife refuge, you can't touch them no matter what happens. And God is that for us. His children can run to him, and we're safe. And he's our strength. He is our power source of life. He gives us the power to endure. It's his strength, not ours, the New Testament will tell us. And he is our helper, always found in times of trouble. He's our helper, always found in times of trouble. It's not just a safe place with strength. He is also the helper who was with us at all times. I won't want us to skip over this phrase. I'm sure it's the fire department talking to other speakers. I don't want us to miss over this phrase that he's always there in times of trouble. Because every relationship in our life, even the best ones, our parents, they're there, but there's seasons where they're not there. Our friends, they're mostly there, but there's seasons when they're not. And even our spouse, there's some times when they're there, but there's times when they're not. And what the scripture is saying is, when you're in a heart, in a spot with a hard and a rock space, or what am I trying to say? A rock and a hard space, hard place. God is always there. God is a helper who is always found. Verse 2 says this, therefore, we will not be afraid. Therefore, we will not be afraid. We don't have to be afraid in seasons of our life that are difficult. Has this not been a hard season? And some of you are like, well, Brent, that's a really cool Bible type of a thing. But the reality is, have you looked at the world? If he's always there, our world is still chaotic. So what's the situation? In this psalm wants to tell us that he is here in the chaos with us. Look at verse 2. It says, therefore, we don't need to be afraid. And then it begins to talk about the difficulties of life that the psalmist is facing. Though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though its waters roars and foams and the mountains quake with its turmoil. The earth is falling apart. And for the Hebrew reader, as they're walking this, they are actually seeing this is almost like the reverse of creation. In the scriptures, here's what's happening. The earth is trembling. The mountains are now falling into the water, and the water is roaring because of the disaster and the calamity on earth. And this is almost what we see at the beginning of Genesis 1:1, where it says that there was darkness covered over the watery depths. It's almost like the psalmist is saying, everything is going back to complete chaos before creation and before there was good. And in the midst of this, the psalmist is saying, in the midst of the chaos, we don't have to be afraid. God is our helper. God is our helper. And again, can we just be honest for a second? This feels like a Sunday school answer. But here's what I would say. It's like, of course, God's in control. He's got the chaos. And many of us have said that, but in our souls, we're still paused by some of the issues that we're facing. And here's the reality. We have to be honest tomorrow. We don't always go to God who is our refuge. We don't always go to him. This year has been crazy, hasn't it? In fact, I don't even have to go through all the chaos that we've seen and all the chaos that we found. I can't even list it all out. At this point, and sometimes it's like, of course something else is falling apart. It's 2020, right? Oh, that feels good. But here's the question that I'm going to ask you. If God is our helper, who's always available in times of trouble, what are the helpers you're going to? Because I would suggest to you, if you're still afraid, if you're still in a season of pause and fear, maybe, just maybe, you're not going to the helper who is God. So what are some of the helpers we go to? Some of the helpers that we can go to, I think that there's two in this season that I see people going to a lot, that I've been tempted to go to a lot. The first one is control. We want to go to control, a longing to have everything according to plan. We want a plan, don't we? And there's no plans in these days. And so here's what happens when we try to control things. We either go into hypervigilance mode, we go into hyper mode of trying to make sure that everything is put together. We have the knowledge, we have the data, we know exactly what to do, we want to control everything. And not only that, we can easily slip into apathy as well. Where if we can't control it, if I can't control it, I'm just going to be apathetic and be like, who cares? I'm out. We slip into control when everything is falling down. And not only that, sometimes we slip into seeking comfort. We have 5 minutes. There we go. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to end this sermon. I think that I can't wrap another 20 minutes in 5 minutes, but here's what I'm going to do. Psalm 46 is a well-worn path for my soul. I've gone there over and over again, and many of you may know this. I would encourage you read it, and maybe I'll preach it to a camera this week, and you can catch it up later. How's that sound? Here's what I'm going to do. Psalm 46 is a song that I've gone to over and over again in my life. And honestly, in one season of my life, many of you know that I was a musician and did a lot of stuff like that. And so I'm just going to sing this, and we're going to get out of here. But and here's what I'm going to ask to do in this moment. Lord, in this moment, in chaos, in the midst of, we tried to have a plan, and we can't even meet in the park. But here's what we know, Lord, you're in control. So I pray that you would use the words of this psalm through the song and you would minister to your people this morning. And God of refuge and God of strength, ever present in time of need, I will not fear now the mountains fall. You will hear me when I call, 'cause you are here when oceans overwhelm me, here when pain and sorrows chase me, here even when darkness hides your face. Through it all, I'm not forgotten. You are faithful, you are sovereign. So I'll be still and know you are here. Through the battles, through the wars, when my heart's been bruised and torn, I will give you my soul to keep. You will be my Prince of Peace. Sorrows chase me, here even when darkness hides your face. Through it all, I'm not forgotten. You were faithful, you were
sovereign. I'll be still and know you are here. The Lord is with us. Our God is a fortress. The Lord is with us. And our God is a fortress. 'Cause you are here when oceans overwhelm me, here when pain and sorrows chase me, here even when darkness hides your face. Through it all, I'm not forgotten. You are faithful, you are sovereign. I'll be still and know you are here.
Let me pray for you. Lord, the mountains, they fall into the seas. Our plans, they fail. Schools cancel. Churches have to go online. But there is a river who makes glad the city of God, and that's Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, as I look out on these sheep, the shepherd that me and the elders have been called to Shepherd God, there's many of us that have just faced so much over the last few months. And I'm asking in the power of the Spirit that you would cause them to hope, not in the mountains that are falling and the earth that is trembling, but is in the one true God who will never fail. God, would you help them to lift their eyes? Would you help them, God, to realize that you are the Lord of armies? God, would you help them to realize that you're with them? Would you help them to see that you are a stronghold to rest? And God, would you give us the capacity as your children to be still, as it says in Psalm 46:10, to stop fighting, but to surrender to your good sovereign hand over us. Oh God, we need your grace because we want to fight, we want to solve, and we need your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So here's what we're going to do. Since we have all the plans for this, not at all. Welcome to the metaphor of 2020, right? Listen, here's what we're going to do. You guys be safe and get out of here. But here's what I want you to do on your way out. At all the black tables, there's 4 Ankeny bags. And we'll grab those. This is the way we're going to be a blessing to our community through collecting school supplies. And also, at all those tables, we have our staff, and they're going to be stationing there right now, and we have some icy pops or some substance of that, and so we want to get out of here before the storm gets, so you're on your own at this point. We're dismissed. Make sure you grab a bag for Fort Ankeny, get an icy pop, and we love you, and we will see you soon.